Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Here we are in the month of February already. You know, it's a month that's usually pronounced with a whole lot of hearts on cards, on candies, on social media posts. But this time around on Checkoff Chats, we're talking about your heart in your body and why you need to pay attention to it and how the Wisconsin Beef Council and your Checkoff dollars can bring messages of heart health all month long, all year long. Checkoff Chats, of course, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef Checkoff dollars and our partnership with the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Find more about their marketing opportunities for you, equitycoop.com. Joining us today is the dietitian for the Wisconsin Beef Council. That's Sarah Agnon. She's busy right now. Really, you know, Sarah, when I talk to you at this time of the year, first thing I always assume is that you're going to be busy trying to help answer people's questions about New Year's resolutions, want to get healthy, want to get fit. I'm sure that's been taking up some of your time.
Oh, it definitely has. And like you said, this is the time of year when people make New Year's resolutions. My gym has been more packed than it has all year round. So it's definitely the forefront on people's minds. And we all know that beef can fit into a, a well-balanced diet.
Right. Healthy lifestyle is really what the beef industry is trying to remind people about. Now, Sarah, let's focus in on heart health. Before we get too far, help people understand your background. You bring to the Wisconsin Beef Council a very unique skill set when it comes to conveying these messages.
Yeah, definitely. So I am a registered dietitian by trade. Never wanted to work in the clinical field of things, but never thought I'd work in the field of agriculture. I'm a city kid. I'm from Milwaukee. But I've been working for the Beef Council for about 8 years now. And I just love what I do. I learn from our producers, and I get to teach people where their food comes from, not only the consumer, but our health professionals, which is super important. I constantly have registered dietitians, physicians, cardiologists reaching out to me for the up-to-date information regarding beef and heart health.
Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the major topics of conversation on heart health and beef consumption, Sarah. I think there is a strong misconception out there that if you've had a heart ailment or a procedure or something like that, that beef is suddenly off the table as far as conversation. You try to help people understand how to make wise choices. Explain that protocol.
Yeah, definitely. Beef still kind of gets a bad rap when we're talking about heart health. And I'm not, saying anything bad about physicians, but some cardiologists, especially if they've been practicing for a long time, don't necessarily have the correct information or the up-to-date information. So what I tell people is beef is a nutrient-rich food. Lean beef supports heart-healthy diets and lifestyles. Numerous research studies have shown that incorporating lean beef into a heart-healthy diet can maintain healthy cholesterol and blood pressure levels. And what we're looking for is that portion size. So a 3-ounce serving, about the size of a deck of cards, of lean beef has about 170 calories and is a naturally rich source of 10 essential nutrients like protein, your B vitamins, and zinc.
And now when it comes to not just the serving size, but people have to realize there are a lot of different parts or cuts of beef that they can really take a look at. It doesn't have to be a steak at the center of the plate all the time.
Oh, definitely. And, when we're looking for those leaner cuts at the meat counter, there are more than 36 cuts of beef that meet the government guidelines for lean. But the things that we want to look for are those terms round and loin. So sirloin, tenderloin, eye of round. And the nice thing about beef is we can see that visible fat on beef. And, beef isn't going to take up our whole plate. It's only a quarter of our plate. Like I said, that 3 ounces is the appropriate portion size. So half of our plate should be fruits and vegetables, and then another quarter whole grains, which support heart health.
Absolutely. Again, if you're just joining us, Sarah Agna is a consulting dietitian with the Wisconsin Beef Council. We are talking about February being a month that they focus in on heart health. Always want to remind you on Checkoff Chat that if you're looking for information on beef cuts, on lean recipes, on combinations, and more on beef nutrition, go to their website, beeftips.com, and you will see complete drop-down menu of all the information you're looking for. And of course, Sarah, that includes the combination, like you mentioned, vegetables and beef. A lot of different recipes on that beeftips.com website that can help you change it up.
Yeah, definitely. If you go to beeftips.com, we do have a collection of about 20 heart-healthy recipes that are certified by the American Heart Association. So definitely check those out. I've made most of them, and I've made most of them to serve to our consumers out in the public. And they're one of my biggest hit recipes when I make them. So they are good. They're delicious. Most of the recipes, you know, according to heart health standards, don't have a lot of added fat, sodium, or sugar. And that's where we kind of go wrong, is we're adding those three ingredients to our recipes typically that wrecks something that could be very healthy.
Right, right. And that's another part of your job with the Wisconsin Beef Council. I love watching you interact with consumers. You work with everybody on these messages of heart health, from school systems to, like you said, peers in your industry, one-on-one with even the beef producers that are growing those animals.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that I love to do. I love getting out to the public. I love doing cooking demos. I love doing samplings. You know, love being in the classroom. I've had requests from cardiovascular specialists this month to come and talk to their patients and clients and to teach them that you can cook with lean beef and have it be part of a heart-healthy diet.
Yeah, I think that the fear factor, it would seem to me the fear factor for anyone that's just gone through something surprise with their heart, that you just kind of have to calm them down, hold their hand, and let them understand that beef can still be a part of their active, healthy life.
Oh, definitely. It really is about just small tweaks to the diet. And that's where, you know, again, I say again, portion control is so important, because typically we overdo. And it's not just beef, it's all our protein or any thing that we eat. We're just overeating our portion size. So again, that 3-ounce portion, matching it up with fruits and vegetables, is going to make a big difference in your health status.
Yeah, for sure. And like we said, you need that nutrition. You need all of those vitamins, all of that protein, and what a beautiful package it comes with in the lean beef. Sarah Agna along with us. She's a consulting dietitian with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. We are celebrating February with heart health. And again, like she said, remember, that includes beef. More than 36 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines as lean, and they've got at least 20 or so recipes available, certified by the American Heart Association, that will meet the criteria for your heart-healthy recipes. Check it out online, beeftips.com, and all the great resources they've got there. And I'm assuming, Sarah, we'll see you out and about in 2023 carrying that message of heart-healthy beef all over the place.
Yes, definitely. It's becoming conference time for me, and
right.
I'm so glad we're over this maybe pandemic, so I get to be in person. So I've got the cardiovascular and pulmonary conference coming up, as well as the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics conference coming up. So looking forward to getting out there and getting the beef message out to our consumers and also our health professionals.
Absolutely. See, folks, it's that kind of an audience that your beef checkoff dollars are reaching through the good folks at the Wisconsin Beef Council. Sarah Agna, again, that consulting dietitian that's going to be visiting with her peers and those that may have questions about what lean beef means in a heart-healthy diet. Don't wait to see Sarah. Go to beeftips.com, find your recipe, find more details about great nutrition through beef. It's all brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and of course, our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Find out more about how they're partnering with Wisconsin beef producers at equitycoop.com. Sarah Agna, our guest on this edition of Checkoff Chats. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.